There are fewer LOLs flying between phones these days. Texting is on the decline for the first time in America. The average number of texts per user has fallen from 696 a month to 678. U.S. News and World Report's business and economics reporter Danielle Kurtzleben writes about it, and she joins us live now. Hey, Danielle.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So why are we doing less texting?
Well, there's a number of factors, one big factor is just that here in America, at least, people have other services they're using. There's iMessage, which a lot of people have on their iPhones. People can send direct messages to each other via Twitter. They can do it via Facebook. And with all of those apps on our phones, that means that there are all sorts of ways that people can do it without their phone companies ratcheting up more and more charges for them.
Is this cutting into the profits, I guess, of wireless companies?
Yes, in a small way. I mean, this is the first decline, and it was a small decline in revenues off of texts. However, I mean, it's worth pointing out that that doesn't mean that cell phone companies are losing massive amounts of money. In fact, they're still going strong because they're gaining so much money in the data market. When we stream videos on our phones, when we stream music on our phones, when we surf the web on our phones, we are racking up a lot of data charges.
And texting was already on the decline in other countries. Why?
Right. Yes, and that's due to different factors. One is that in some countries, I spoke to the consultant who worked on this. His name is Chetan Sharma. He works in Washington State. In some countries like the Philippines and China, people using their phones are just a bit more price sensitive and I guess you could just say are a bit more careful about the number of texts they're using. In countries like the Netherlands and Spain, other countries in Europe, you have a lot of users that have just been hit really hard by the bad economy and have decided to cut back because of that.
Okay, so they're just doing less texting to save money.
Right, whereas here, I mean, we're doing it to save money, that's true, but we've also found other alternatives, and a lot of people maybe just like those alternatives even better. It may not even have to do with cost. It may just be due to convenience. Maybe people just like their Twitter.
And is Verizon still top of the heap when it comes to wireless companies in this country?
Right, yes. In terms of market share, it's by a nose, but Verizon has about 34% of the market share. And they're followed very close behind by AT&T at 32%. But those two have the lion's share. The next closest company is Sprint, which has 17% of the market share. So really, you have a couple of behemoths really leading everything.
All right. Thanks a lot, Danielle.
Thank you.
U.S. News and World Report business and economics reporter Danielle Kurtzleben.